expensive. I remember a development was made on a piece of land next to our house where they built like probably 20 houses and sold them for $30,000 in the 1960s, $30,000 a piece. Sorry, yeah, 30,000 per house. Those houses are now selling over 300,000 easily for the same house, essentially. I don't know how young families afford to come and live in this area anymore. And a lot of them have to double up or, work multiple jobs or get homes from families, I guess. So it was in ways more idyllic. There's much more woods and other areas to play when you were a kid. And I used to spend a lot of time out, playing in the woods, and it was not a bad life.
What was it like downtown?
Downtown Peabody. I didn't go downtown that much when I was little. When I got to high school age, that was when I started going to downtown. What was it like back then? Well, there were more, the banks were a bigger deal, I think, more prominent in those days, in the presence in downtown. My recollection serves me right. Of course, there was always a city hall and the fire department and more leather factories right in downtown. There was the flooding, which we still have today. That's always been a famous Peabody tradition, downtown Peabody. I actually once heard that part of downtown is below sea level. Is that true? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does seem so. How, So that's kind of interesting. But I don't really have a lot of memories of the downtown area. I guess I just didn't spend enough time there.
So, why didn't you have a career in leather?
Well, there wasn't any career to be had. The industries were all dying. The employees at AC Lawrence, where I worked a couple of different jobs, faced constant closure of the factories, and they actually bought out one of the plants. There were multiple plants that handled different kinds of leather, side leather, calfskin, sheepskin. There were, they had different specialties. And in an effort to try and keep the business running, the employees for a while owned the corporation. And that went under as well. And the various buildings became other things, condos. They actually kind of make, they're very solid buildings. They were built to hold heavy machinery, so they're well built. There are some flooding issues there. It's interesting to see the machinery used as artwork now in the grounds of the buildings. And you can remember what it was like, and it's so the downtown, the disappearance of the factories over the years has been the biggest, I think, change in the downtown area. Of course, I remember when the North Shore Shopping Center was built also. That was a field out there up in that area, and then they built the show. Jordan Marsh was the big anchor. Of course, they're now tearing that building down. And my mother went to work at Jordan Marsh as a sales clerk when they first built the shopping center. And it wasn't nearly as big as it is now, of course. They've added a lot more. And they've moved a lot of other businesses in and built along adjoining bits of land, medical facilities, Lahey Clinic, Harvard Vanguard, office facilities, housing. So that's really kind of grown a lot there too.
What were the people like in Peabody? People that you worked with in the factory, your neighbors?
Well, I guess I wasn't, we had sort of a narrow circle. I had my school friends, and my family was not perhaps the most sociable. Or socializing one. My mother was, but my father was not. And so I didn't, I guess I wasn't really, I wouldn't know that I could really be accurate in describing the Peabody in general. I mean, the people I knew, there were a lot of immigrants. The leather factory was hard work, and it wasn't, you know, very pleasant, and people